Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's not quite evening yet, though the sun is going down. But I am very happy to be a part of this program today, and I thank all of you for coming and sharing and participating and honoring this great lady that I've begun to call Mama Jack. She doesn't mind saying what's on her mind. Amen. And you can appreciate that. You never have to guess what she's thinking. But she has, as everybody has said, the encouragement that she shares. She has done that with me and made suggestions of things how I should administer it. Amen. Amen. And I certainly appreciate her wisdom and her steadfastness in the church. It's always wonderful to find somebody at a church who's solid. Regardless what happens, they're going to be there over the long haul, and they're going to always see whatever happens in a positive light. You're like a Ruth, Miss Jackson, who traveled from her home to the home of her mother-in-law, Naomi. So much so in your stories, your histories of how you've cared for siblings and your parents in their time of sickness, and sharing in the life of your husband during his time of sickness, how you cared and was there for them, oftentimes making sacrifices for yourself and things that you needed to do for yourself. And I thank you for sharing those stories, because it's just a repeat of some stories I know that my own mother shared in terms of her life. One of the things, as we know in the church, there are always trials and tribulations, ups and downs. And as I was sitting there, I said, what can I really say? And I thought about a song, Ms. Jackson, that I think speaks as a testimony of things you've experienced in your life. And the song says, I've had trials and tribulations, unexpected situations, living here below. I've had friends to turn their backs on me and leave me standing in the cold. I've been hurting the church as I attempt to do God's work by people who call themselves saints. Many times I felt like giving up, but the Spirit said, Marianne, you can't. You know the Lord, he brought you through a lot of things you can't understand. And for everything he allows, there's a reason. And in this life, the devil gets no glory. And everywhere I go, I'll tell the story of how God has a way of turning things around. He, yes, he meant it for my good. God meant it for my good. He brought me out without a doubt. I knew that he would. Now there's no defeat. I'm really strong when I'm weak. My God, he gave me this strong song. Now I can stand on. The devil meant it for bad, but I'm so glad God meant it for my good. God bless you, Mr. Mayor.
I'm just preaching, as I usually get to preach, but I just thank you all.
Will you bow your heads as we pray our closing prayer? Father, we are grateful for this time that we've had together to share in honoring a faithful servant, Marion Chief Jackson. We thank you, Lord, for all of the gifts that you've shared with her as a speaker, as a writer, as a cherisher of your people and the compassionate heart in which you've given her. We thank you for friends and family who have come to pay tribute to her works of ministry. Now, Lord, as we depart this place, we pray that you will keep us ever mindful and humble how we should cherish those who have paved the way for so many who have or will come behind the past generation. We pray your blessings upon Marion Chief Jackson, her family, and this assembled body. We thank you, God, for the gifts that have been presented by the university community, by members of history making in the state, but more importantly, God, for your ever-caring spirit that abides in our hearts. Keep us, Lord, near thy precious bleeding side. We pray this blessing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The blessing of the food, as Jesus blessed the loaves and fishes, bless the food on our dishes. As sugar hides itself in tea, let us hide ourselves in thee. Amen.
Amen.